Good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you. How are you? What's going on around your house? Last day of summer, first day of fall tomorrow. Time to think about fall, even though we've had an extended summer here. Great last few weeks, huh? Beautiful weather. But unfortunately, the reality of the seasons is going to click in. We'll talk about what you need to do about that for just general maintenance tips, like cleaning out your gutters and your furnace filter, those kinds of things. But anything that you need my help with, I'm here for you this Saturday morning, as I am each and every Saturday morning. At 803-0930 in the 716. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And then there's the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, open and operating for your texts. Same as our call-in number, 803-0930. So, got this in the mail. Somebody's asking me, although unnamed, can you look into whether smart meters are the next Chinese fire starters. Now, I hadn't heard anything about this. And what we're talking about here with Chinese fire starters are things that are made in China that start on fire. I don't think smart meters are made in China, but the dehumidifiers that we talked about, we called them Chinese fire starters because they were made in China, and they started on fire. So apparently, I did a little digging, and I'd love to know what you all think of this and whether you have any way of helping me substantiate this. But apparently, smart meters can start on fire. And it's, from what I have found, the smart meters are lacking an adequate surge arrestor, which protects electronics from extreme voltage surges, and they're designed to prevent fires and electrical equipment damage. Now, analog meters contain surge arresters that are designed to specifically protect the consumer side electricity circuitry from the damaging effects of utility side voltage surges. And these surge arrestors inside analog meters are part of a conductive metal design that intercepts and directs utility-side electrical surges to the ground before these damaging surges enter the consumer's electrical grid. But apparently, again, I'm not 100% certain that we have any incidences of this anywhere in our listing area, but apparently there are some areas of the in the world that smart detectors have actually been removed. The digging that I have done, I found that in areas of Canada, they are removing them in a wholesale fashion as quickly as they're putting them in here, I guess. I guess what troubles me about smart meters is that, yes, you could opt out, and I guess if you opt out, you're going to pay more as a fixed cost on your utility bill. So that troubles me that, you know, you're paying more to opt out. But secondly, they showed up at my house without introduction, and they just installed it. Again, I didn't opt out, so I guess I accepted that. But I guess the most troubling thing for me is that I have made several attempts to invite New York State Electric and Gas and National Grid to the show, and I don't even get a return call. So, yeah, I'm just 1 hour on a Saturday. I guess, you know, I'm not significant. But anyway, I just think that we need to know. Is this really a true story? Can they start fires? And, you know, we're opting out. We're paying more. So, yeah, I think we were initially thinking that smart meters were causing a problem with radio frequency issues. But that's no different than your cell phone is and any other thing that has a radio frequency. But now this is another layer of trouble that we're uncovering here with smart meters. Are they a fire hazard? Now, I also tried to reach, I just did it this morning, the Buffalo Fire Department, and we'll see if they are interested in talking about this. Again, I don't even know if there are any fires that have been traced to a smart meter. If you have a comment or an incident that you'd like to talk about regarding this, I'd love to hear about it here this Saturday morning on WBEN. You know the number. It's 803-0930. In the meantime, we'll continue to track and find additional information on this and report to you if we do. But interesting, do you know of any fires that were started by a smart meter? Give me a call. 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Or text it in at 803-0930. And we'll hopefully, as they say, learn more about this and bring the information to you as we discover it. If you'd like to email me as well, it's hammertime@cortese.net. Check out the Cortese website, cortese.net. Or, better than that, what about stopping by and saying hello? We'd love to have you stop in and see us at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We're 2 miles east of Transit Road on the north side of Main Street. And in our showroom, you'll see everything we do. Our room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, Better Living sunroom, solar shades, retractable awnings. Everything's on display. And then there's our cooking school. Our next class is coming up on the 7th of October, where we are traveling to Venice. And we'd love to have you be part of the Veneto class. The Veneto class, we're going to be making Venetian risotto, pork cutlets and vinegar, tiramisu, and the big red wines from the Venice region. That's coming up the 7th of October. Also, we just added, folks, a charcuterie series. You can now sign up for a series of 4 charcuterie classes. It includes the board. November 18th, we are traveling to Parma. December 16th, Calabria and Puglia. January 20th, Sicily. And February 17th, Tuscany. So charcuterie platters from those regions of Italy, and the board comes as your gift. You bring it back each class. This is starting November 18th. Again, register online at cortese.net. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
You know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week you hear me with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have the official banker of Cortese Construction, Christina Schwendler, from the East Hammers branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. We both know that many of your listeners are thinking about sprucing up their homes right now. If you're thinking about adding on to your house, remodeling your kitchen, fixing a leaky roof, or any other home improvement project you can dream up, Lakeshore Savings Bank can help you finance it with a home equity line of credit. Are you looking to consolidate debt? Are you anticipating upcoming college expenses? A home equity line of credit offers a lower interest rate than most credit cards or personal loans. Plus, it offers you the flexibility to borrow what you need when you need it. We're open today until noon. Give us a call at 716-688-6114, and we can walk you through everything. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stock number 25Z223T. Lease 24 months, 10,000 miles per year. Zero total due at signing. Prior sales excluded.
Just what we're looking for. Basil, Basil, just what you're looking for.
Fall is is here, and now is the time to buy a brand new SUV at Joe Basil Chevrolet. Now until September 30th, zero down leases on new 2024 Chevy Trax and Trailblazer. Just $289 a month with no security deposit needed. $289 a month. Or trade and save up to $4,000. Over 209 Chevy Trax and Trailblazer available now. Joe Basil Chevrolet, your Chevy SUV headquarters. 5111 Transit Road in Lancaster. Or shop right now at JoeBasilChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Basil, just great deals.
Not compatible with GM discounted pricing. Must have lease in household. Lessee responsible for routine maintenance and excess wear and tear. See dealer for details.
Picture living without the hindrance of daily chores, with the freedom to pursue your deepest passions, surrounded by new friends and a friendly staff, and with access to amenities that inspire liberated life. It's not hard. Just picture yourself at the Greenfields. Our beautiful 52-acre campus offers everything you need to live a vibrant, carefree retirement on your terms. And everything you need to make your next adventure all that it can be. Carefree living is calling. See what sets us apart at thegreenfields.org.
Hey, it's Dominic here from my friends at TRS Heating and Air Conditioning. As the colder weather approaches, there's nothing worse than feeling a chill in your home. Now, if your heating isn't keeping you comfortable, it's time to call the experts at TRS Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical. TRS will recommend a high-efficiency Rheem furnace system, and they'll offer you many financing options. Now, if you have an existing furnace, it's time for the Hammer Time $99 health and safety checkup on your equipment. Go to TRSHeatingAndAirConditioning.com for more details. That's TRSHeatingAndAirConditioning.com. TRS, powering tomorrow and comforting today.
Hey football fans, Marty Sr. here from Riverfront Auto Sales, and we're kicking off football season with some winning plays by giving you $716 more for your vehicle.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
You got it, Dad. Buffalo, we're going deep with our first play. Visit RiverfrontAutoSales.com and click on Get Your Instant Cash Offer. Just fill out your year, make, and model, and voila. Get your offer.
And here's the touchdown. In honor of the 716, my papa and my dad are adding an extra $716 to your cash offer. That's a big win for you.
So don't miss out. Get your instant cash offer at RiverfrontAutoSales.com and enjoy an extra $716 on top of that.
And most of us can use the extra $716 towards school supplies. And remember, this offer is for a limited time only.
So, score big this season with Riverfront Auto Sales, 1379 Niagara Street. And when it comes to your next vehicle,
it's gotta be Riverfront Auto Sales.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
At Northwest Bank, we're here for what's next. The next chance to skip the trip. Thanks to Mobile Deposit, the easy way to deposit checks from your phone. The next way to split the bill. With Zelle, the app that lets you safely send money to just about anyone. Even the next contact-free shopping spree. Simply add your Northwest Visa credit card to your mobile wallet. It's all part of Northwest Checking, with three flexible options to fit your life. Northwest Bank, for what's next. Visit northwest.com, member FDIC.
Hey, are you looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? It's Dominic here, telling you to check out Flooring Solutions of Western New York for top-notch options. From stunning luxury vinyl tile and plank like Cortec to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk, they have it all. Transform your space with premium materials and exceptional craftsmanship. Visit FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. That's FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. Or stop in and see them at Harlem and Clinton. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. .10:22 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic, and how are you? 803-0930. Anything around the house this Saturday morning, open phone lines. With that, the opening comment I made about smart meters and whether you've heard or has anyone had a fire caused by them, that's a new thing I'm trying to research, and I'd like to get your comments on that. Anything else, as I say, around the house as we travel to Lancaster and chat with Derek. Good morning, Derek. You're on WBEN.
Yeah, good morning, and I'm glad you're doing this show regarding the smart meters. We recently had our meters changed out, the smart meters, not that long ago. I live on Quail Run Lane in Lancaster, is off of Walden.
Yeah, I know where it is.
Nice development back there, right? Last Wednesday, there was an incident where my wife and I were out, and we got a text message that from a neighbor that the power was out in the area. So we thought, oh, great, when we come home, we're going to be faced with that. Well, we came home. The power was on. It was probably about 11 o'clock at night when we got home. Our power was on, but only half the house had lights.
Hmm.
So I'm like, wow, this is strange. So I went down in the basement, checked the breakers. About four of the breakers had tripped, and several of our GFI outlets had been tripped.
Okay.
And when I went in the bedroom to turn the lights on, I could smell something burning.
Oh, boy.
And it was one of our power strips where I have next to my nightstand for the clock and whatnot. So I went down and checked it. I unplugged everything. I pulled it out. It was actually hot.
Hmm.
And there was a bubble on the one side of it where you could tell that the plastic started melting, and it had that very acrid, burnt plastic smell. And later the next day, I checked on Nextdoor. That's the website where neighborhoods can keep in communication with
right.
each other. There were a lot of reports from Quail Run, that whole area where people's breakers wouldn't trip back, damaged appliances, equipment that just won't go back on.
So it sounds like a power surge.
Well, I think what they call it is it's a brownout. It's when the voltage goes down, the current that is required by an appliance will spike, and that's what causes
exactly.
the overheating and the fire.
Exactly. We did a show on this. What was it, last week, Jerry, or the week before? Where we had Matt Vallant on, and we talked about power surges and power surge arrestors that are available for homeowners to install on their whole house, including their electric panel and their major appliances. The whole idea here is to protect you from a power surge. And it may have been caused, Derek, from when the power went back on. It may have surged on, and that's what caused it may have come on quickly, and that may have caused the power surge.
Right. But I've never experienced where my breakers would trip. I've never seen that in my lifetime where a power failure would cause, you know, breakers to trip. We have power outages now and then. Our area is usually pretty good. We have underground utilities.
Right.
But the fact that my breakers tripped was, to me, what that means is Ohm's law, now is a little more technical, that when the voltage goes down, the draw current goes up. If the current goes over the capacity of your breaker, which is usually
right.
15 or 20 amps, Now the breaker says, oh, there's too much amperage
right.
coming in, and they trip. So to me, it was a amperage current surge
sure.
that occurred.
Exactly. Sounds like exactly that. Another neighbor of yours is just texting in. I live on Quail Run 2. It blew a lot of cable boxes and power strips as well. So a cable box would be something that would perhaps not have a surge protector built into it. A power strip basically is a surge protector. So that's interesting as to why that would have been affected by a surge. So do you have smart meters on Quail Run?
Yes, we just recently got them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, no choice of our own. You know, they came in and did it. And
right.
like you said earlier, they may not be equipped to handle surges or whatever.
That's what I'm reading and research. When I'm researching this, I'm finding that, which doesn't really make sense. If it's a modern appliance, modern metering appliance, that you'd think it would have surge protectors, but apparently that's the problem, and they are starting on fire. I've not heard of any locally, though, so I guess that's good news, but we'll continue to research it. So what did you have to do other than reset your breakers? Did anything else get damaged?
Yes. Well, like I said, I usually have a power equipment that I actually turn off, like my good TV that I have in our living room. I have a power, it's not a power strip, it's actually a surge protection special thing, and I make sure my power is off. When I'm not using my TV, I switch that power strip unit off, so that it's not even, the TV's not even getting power. But, so I protect myself that way, mm-hmm. But I do have, and I would be willing to show anybody that wants to look at it, I have a zapped power strip from this last incident, which was last Wednesday. So if anyone wants to examine it, or NYSEG, anybody, or you
did
guys.
Did you contact New York State Electric and Gas?
I didn't.
Okay.
I did go on their website, and they have a statement on there where they are not responsible for any damages caused by you being on their grid.
Well, except, though, we learned that if you purchase a surge protector and it is the kind that can monitor and meter the surge, they could very well be held responsible for damage caused by a power surge.
Well, I think at this point, if they can research this, I think NYSEG should install these. If these meters don't have protection for the homes anymore,
absolutely right,
like the old ones, they should be required to come in and to every home, and I'll welcome them in. They should be responsible.
No question.
Whole house surge protector, because I'm telling you, that power strip was getting very close to catching on fire.
That is amazing. I'm sorry to hear that you had this situation. Anyone else on Quail Run that wants to chime in, we love to hear from you. Well, it's officially the last day of summer and the first day of fall tomorrow, and everyone wants to get indoor professionals into their house right now, and for two simple reasons. Well, they're, first of all, the only ones that can thoroughly razor clean 95 to 99% of the contamination out of your ductwork versus the only 40 to 50% from other technologies. And number two, you don't want to be the guy or the girl who waits till the stench permeates your home when your furnace kicks on. Your heat will be needed in a few weeks, folks. So when that first cold night kicks in, right? Do you remember that smell? The smell from your furnace that causes the burn off of everything that's collected on the heat exchangers, dust mites, dust mite feces, dead skin cells. That's what you're smelling burning off. The unhealthy contaminations burn off in a day or so, but it is something that is lurking deep down in your ductwork, and you do need to get it cleaned out. Peter Gordon joins me on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, you know, you really hit something on the head, which a lot of people don't, you know, it's like, hey, Leah, I need to get my ducts cleaned. It's fall. I get that. But the distinction in the technology, we forget about that because, you know, that's what we do. But the ability for the column system to get 95 to 99% of all the contamination out of your ductwork is what gets people off of allergy medication, stop using their inhaler, you know, and so forth. It's just breathe off of breathing machines. It's amazing. And, you know, the next best technology, unfortunately, the roto brushes and the low volume air tools get 40 to 50% out. And we know that because we've done 2,600 homes where we pulled out the bushel of dirt. So good point on that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then, of course, there's the medical grade air purifier and the amazing April Air high capacity dehue that saves our basement from any musty smells. What are the extra special Hammer Time radio discounts for the last day of summer?
All right, so here we go. Let's start where you left off. The medical-grade air purifier, the HealthWay, once again, that's 40 times more efficient than HEPA filter. Hard to believe, but that's why it's an FDA Class 2 listed medical device. So that unit is $350 off. That's the one that you and Diane have that cover 1,200 square feet. The whole house unit that connects to your furnace is $500 off. And then the high-capacity dehumidifier by April Air is $300 off, and those have been flying off the shelf.
I bet.
People realize that, you know, it's the basements are musty and moldy, and this will dry them up five times more than the standard dehumidifier.
And they won't start on fire.
Yeah, right. Oh, you know, and I forgot. We talked about duct cleaning, so it's still time to save. For a first-time customer, $175 off your duct cleaning. And if you're a repeat customer, you most likely received a postcard, which may entitle you to additional savings because it's a percentage. So whichever one is greater, you will get as the Hammer Time deal today.
716-683-3000 and go to 303, extension 303. That'll put you right at Peter's desk. 716-683-3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Easier.
With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
Hi, Steve Tasker along with Alex for Wester Hyundai. What's better than an affordable payment that fits your vehicle budget?
An affordable payment on something you love driving.
Yes, and right now you can purchase a new 2024 Hyundai Elantra or a new 2024 Hyundai Tucson and get 1.99% APR financing for 60 months. 1.99% APR financing for 60 months on approved credit at 17.48 per thousand finance through Hyundai Motor Finance Company. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by September 30th. See dealer for details. Know what else?
Yes. Purchase a new 2024 Hyundai Elantra or new 2024 Hyundai Tucson and get Hyundai complimentary maintenance covering normal factory scheduled maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles, whichever comes first at no charge. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, and Hyundai's owner assurance.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Head to Wester Hyundai on Transit Road in Williamsville, north of Maple, or westerhyundai.com.
So, why do you need me?
You're affordable.
Wow.
Want more? Sure you do. More friends, a little more time, a few more laughs. More is a good thing. Unless you're talking about risk of serious illness from a respiratory virus. But as we get older, we're more at risk for severe flu, COVID-19, and RSV. Worst birthday presents ever, right? But vaccines lower your risk, so you can keep doing more of all life's good stuff. Get started at vaccines.gov. Risk less, do more. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Well, as the weather changes and we start thinking about moving indoors, it's the perfect time to give your basement a fresh new look. Yeah, the best choice? A Gorilla Floor. Yes, it's a surface that's both stylish and practical. Unlike rugs, tiles, or laminate, a Gorilla Floor is designed for easy cleanup if it gets wet. No insurance calls, no mold remediation. It's simple, durable, and elegant. Call today, get a free estimate, and transform your basement with a Gorilla Floor. Mention you heard Dominic on Hammer Time and get 10% off. That's right, 10% off your already affordable Gorilla basement floor. 716-715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
1038 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic, 803-0930, talking about smart meters, the incidence or hazard of fire. We've had people call in with problems on Quail Run with their breakers jumping. Jeff Winarski from TRS Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical has chimed in. Not only is he involved with electrical installation, he's also a fireman. Jeffrey, good morning.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling in. Have you heard of any fires being started by smart meters?
I haven't heard of anything locally.
Good.
Nothing that I've seen coming from the smart meters, but we are seeing some issues with voltage spikes and surges that are causing issues. I'm actually working to deal with part of the power issues that were going on over in Lancaster.
Interesting. So maybe you're overlapping the Quail Run neighborhood?
Yeah, right over in that neighborhood. We had about 10 or 11 houses that suffered damage from the voltage surge or outage that they had.
Interesting. So it would seem evident then that these homes weren't equipped with any kind of surge protection.
No, it doesn't appear that they had any.
Mm-hmm. We had Matt Vallant on a couple weeks ago. We talked about this. They sell through the company he's a manufacturer's representative for. They sell surge protectors. I would think you would agree, Jeffrey, from your perspective, in that you install heating equipment and air conditioning equipment, that surge protection is vital.
Absolutely. I'm actually, after seeing what I've seen and you know, hearing all this stuff with the smart meters, I'm considering putting a whole house actually in my personal house.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there's any connection, Jeffrey, to the smart meters as to the incidence of surge?
Absolutely.
There is.
So I don't think the smart meters are built like the old meters were. The old meters were mechanical. You had components in there that, you know, in my opinion, I think protected the homes, where the new ones now, they're a computer board, and, you know, there's no protection in them, and I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of this.
So there's the possibility then, if they are not surge resistant, that we could start seeing fires from them.
Yeah, I've talked to several people, you know, especially even this morning working at some of these houses, and, you know, we've seen some TVs that were lost. I had one customer that actually had the motor for their adjustable bed burn up. Actually was smoking and, you know, putting an odor off in the house. We had another one where their kitchen stove started throwing sparks out. It made a real mess out there.
Now, why would a power strip, as you heard the caller, why would a power strip overheat when it's actually a surge protector?
Well, because I think if they got either too much voltage or it was drawing too much amperage, it was more than that surge protector was designed handle, and burned it up.
Okay. Well, you and I have to talk about following up with a show on this, so let's chat this week and schedule something.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
All right, Jeffrey. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely, Dominic. Have a good day.
That's Jeff Winarski. He's the service manager for TRS Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical, and of course, they're one of our sponsors, and I welcome his call. Thank you for doing that, Jeff. 803-0930 as we travel now to Chictawaga. Good morning, Bob. We're at your house.
Hey, I'm not a fan of smart meters to start off, but I do have some if you're interested in doing some research.
Mm-hmm.
There's a website, The Common Sense Show.
Okay.
He has a daily, Monday through Friday talk. And remember when the fire started in Hawaii?
Yes.
Whole neighborhood burned down?
In Lahaina, yes.
Yeah. And it was interesting. The people who had their main breaker turned off in their house didn't burn. So, but he had a program on it, Dave Hodges. And, if you can get a hold of him, I couldn't tell you what date it was, but it was back around the time when the Hawaii fire was going on.
Okay.
And definitely there were problems with the smart meters. And
so you're saying there was a surge issue that started that fire?
I'm not sure what it was.
Okay.
But if you had the smart meter on your house and the breaker was powered up, those houses went up in flames.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, it seems like the smart meters accelerate the fire. For whatever reason, whether it was a power surge or not.
I think what I've found so far is that they lack surge protection.
They do.
Yeah, and therefore...
They're a danger to... Yeah, I'm not happy about having it in my house because it's a liability.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I did put this device in my breaker box.
Right, good
it's
for you.
It's an EMP shield.
Yes.
I put that device in, and that also has lightning protection. And they do have an insurance policy against your home of $25,000.
Perfect.
if you get that device and put it into your breaker box.
There you go. You've got some built-in protection. Well, yeah, I appreciate you sharing that, Bob.
Yeah, but that's they're bad news.
So the show that you referred to, what is it, a podcast, Common Sense?
Yeah, it's a podcast, and he's very knowledgeable.
Okay.
Actually, if you could talk to him, I'm sure he'd be happy to come on to your show.
I'll do some research and see if I can make that happen.
But, yeah, he did have a very good broadcast and very knowledgeable, and the government there was not very helpful. The power company wasn't very helpful. And basically, the locals wanted to do a lot, bring food in, and they were not allowing food to come in. So something going on there.
Yeah.
I guess it was a prime real estate, and
sure,
they wanted it. And I don't know if they had something to do with causing that neighborhood to go up, but there's some shady things going on.
Interesting.
In that neighborhood.
Well, thanks for sharing that with me. I will look into it.
Yeah, I think you'd enjoy this conversation if you can get a hold of them.
Okay.
And,
All right, Bob. Thanks again.
One.
You too. Yeah, thanks for the call. Bob's line now available, 803-0930. Let's travel to one more call before our break, and that is Cheryl in Orchard Park. Cheryl, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, dear. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good. So I have two things to say. The first thing is, if we checked into a Generac, if you don't get a commercial Generac, it doesn't have the power surge built in. You get a residential one, it does not come with it. The second thing is, probably about 4 years or so ago, we had a power outage. They brought the power back to 2,200 people. 10 people were out of power. We were one of them. It took them 3 days to restore it. An out-of-town company came in. They said, is your power on? My husband said, whenever we lose our power, I hit the main breaker in the house. He said, oh, you're good. Put it back. You're good. Flip it up. We flipped it up. It cooked almost our whole house.
Wow.
All 10 people had walls that had burn marks on them. Our house, thousands. Refrigerator, freezers, cell phones, cell phone cords, dehumidifier, garage door openers.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you name it.
When did this happen?
This happened about 4 years ago.
Okay.
The electric company was no help. It took me 9 months. 9 months. It burnt our security system. We got that fixed right away. It cooked our boiler furnace, our motherboard, and it took them 9 months, even though it was, and they admitted it was their fault, because they had the company came back again, went back up the pole, and my husband stood there and he said, when they connected it, two wires were touching. They never realized it. They cooked all 10 houses.
Interesting.
But it took 9 months for that electric company to reimburse us, and everything was prorated.
Oh boy! No, so they did help contribute to the cost of repair.
Yeah, but it took them 9 months.
Yeah.
And what they gave me.
Yeah.
I couldn't even replace everything.
Yeah, I understand.
There was no way. Our dehumidifier was brand new.
Yeah.
We had iPhones that were only months old.
You know, what's frustrating for me here, Cheryl, is that, as I said already, I've tried calling the utility companies, and they don't want to talk about this at all. You know, they don't want to come on the air. So I think we'll just keep nagging them and see if I can get anybody to agree to come on. And I'm sure they don't want to get lambasted, but that seems like what would happen. So anyway, thanks for calling.
Got a smart meter.
Yeah.
My sister got a smart meter. Oh, yeah. You know, it's the best thing going. Your electric bills will be, you know, way less than what they are. Well, she got one put in. And no, her electric bills are through the ceiling.
Yeah. Well, coincidental, the research I've done on that is coincidental to the installation of smart meters is the fact that electrical rates skyrocketed. So that was bad PR for them to roll out smart meters and raise the rates at the same time, because it led you to believe the smart meters were the cause of the electrical rate change, or the more consumption, I should say, as really had apparently nothing to do with it. So anyway, learning more about smart meters we are today, 803-0930. It is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Oh. Hey, it's Dominic here for Lenco Supplies. Need hassle-free, budget-friendly building materials for Western New York? Those in the know go Lenco. Check out Anderson 400 Series Windows. They're not just energy efficient. No, no. They're your ticket to comfy summers and snug winters. Millions of homeowners choose 400 Series Windows for good reason. Built in decades of engineering and design, they simply work every single day. Stop by one of the three area Lenco locations in Buffalo, in Williamsville, or Kenmore, or hop online at lenco.supplies. That's lenco.supplies, and learn more about Anderson 400 Series Windows. Those in the know go Lenco, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
The Beach Boys, Endless Summer Gold. Saturday and Sunday, November 16th and 17th, OLG Stage at Falls View Casino. The music, the memories, the Beach Boys. Riding an endless summer wave into 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Don't miss the Beach Boys, Endless Summer Gold, live.
How can the Stamm Law Firm help families who worry about huge nursing home costs? Here's Brad and Brian Stamm to tell you.
Healthcare costs in general are out of control, but nursing home costs have again gone up. At $18,000 per month, you are looking at almost $250,000 per year, $250,000. Who can afford that? No one can.
If you plan for this 5 years in advance, we can protect your hard-earned savings and even your home by creating a trust, or by transferring assets to your children, or through other means to protect your money and your home.
And even if you don't have the 5 years, we can still save approximately half of your hard-earned savings, even after your loved one has entered the nursing home.
To learn more about how the Stamm Law Firm can help you get Medicaid to assist in paying your bill, call the Stamm Law Firm today at 716-631-5767 or visit stammlaw.com.
On Friday, September 20th, join Clonakilty Irish Whiskey for a halfway to St. Patrick's Day whiskey pairing dinner. Enjoy a four-course Irish meal paired with Clonakilty's award-winning spirits. Tickets are just $60 and include dinner and $30 in free play. Head to BataviaConcerts.com for tickets.
Batavia now with more.
Great gaming.
Batavia now with more. Lots more.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Whenever someone asks me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Averovic. Do you know that they've installed over 1.5 million square feet of shingles and siding annually across Western New York? And when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com. Ava also offers you 0% financing. Ava Roofing, where quality matters. Call Ava Roofing. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Owning a home can become burdensome. Wouldn't it be refreshing to escape from grass cutting, shoveling, and even brushing snow off your car? Well, now you can at Presbyterian Village at North Church Senior Apartments. Here's Director Lisa Lundy.
North Church is a five-star living community surrounded by a wildlife sanctuary and still within walking distance of Williamsville. Visit our newly renovated apartments with activities and opportunities that truly make it stress-free living.
Start your new adventure in life. Call Lisa for an appointment at our next open house, Wednesday, October 2nd from 1 to 4 p.m. with information, tours, and giveaways. 716-810-7475. 716-810-7475.
Come for the tour, for the refreshments, for the giveaways, but please come.
See the hidden gem that is North Church Senior Apartments in Williamsville. 716-810-7475. An affiliate of Beechwood Continuing Care.
Gold prices have been hovering at record highs since early this year, and now is a great time to sell your gold for extra cash. Take it to Tag Jewelers. Tag will pay you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and precious metals. And Tag Jewelers also buys diamonds. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers experts have provided their knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins in their clean and comfortable setting. Take it to Tag Jewelers, 936 Dick Road, just off of 33. Remember, at Tag, you're it.
Hey, it's Dominic here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or the sump pump quits, or you find water where there shouldn't be. What do you do? Well, you call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Don is a master plumber. He's been so for over 35 years, and his customer retention rate is a whopping 98%. That tells you everything you need to know. So take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it, and here it is. 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
Hammer time.
10:55 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic, and we're talking about smart meters and the fact that they don't have surge protectors, which could lead to problems with power surges in your home. And, of course, the possibility of fire. And we're learning more about people that have actually experienced this today on Quail Run in Lancaster. Jeff Winarski from TRS called in to verify that indeed they've worked in these homes. And we'd like to have you participate in this discussion. We'll be obviously doing more on this in the weeks ahead. And remember, we had a show a couple weeks ago about surge protectors being a lifeline to preventing and protecting your home from power surges. And it seems as though power surges are going to become a bigger issue with the fact that smart meters do not have them built into them. To the phones we go, and Walter, we're at your house in Depew. Good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. I wanted to talk about the caller who said that his breaker would not reset.
Yeah.
Okay. Most breakers are two-position. The handle is two-position. It's either on or off.
Right.
But some manufacturers have a third position, which is the tripped position, which is at a midway point.
Right.
Now, in order to reset that breaker, it's necessary to move the handle all the way to the off position.
Right.
And then back to the on position. This is something that most people are unaware of.
That's very true.
And mm-hmm. and the only thing I can say about the breaker tripping, I don't know the specifics about each instance, but the breaker is designed to protect the house, the wiring, from an overload. And if that breaker tripped, then it did what it was supposed to do. It protected the house.
Exactly, exactly. And so the breaker tripping is kind of an indicator that something happened with the power, whether it was interrupted or surged. But you're right, the breaker is that protection. Where it seems to me to be an issue is where there isn't any protection, and therefore the risk of fire could cause damage.
That's true.
Yeah.
Most breakers do not protect from a surge, but not directly, but perhaps indirectly, because the breaker did trip. So
yep.
We can only say that it did what it was supposed
there
to.
There you go. That, very okay. good. Very good
Thank
point,
you.
Walter. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
Let's move to Maryland now. And Richard, good morning. Thanks for calling in from Maryland.
Good morning, Dominic. Since I have solar panels, I had something called a net meter, not a smart meter, a net meter. Would they be prone to this problem too?
Gee, I don't know. We'll have to look into that. Net meters, I never heard the term. What is it,
yeah,
something that monitors the solar?
Electricity to go back
yeah,
to the
okay.
grid.
So it's a reverse meter then. It's what you're sending back into the grid.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. When we do, as I say, what we're going to do more on this, we'll look into net meters and what contribution they have to this whole picture. A texter writes, sounds like the transformer that powers these houses lost its neutral connection, which causes high voltage on the hot leg. Okay. Another texter, surge protectors are more commonly installed within subpanels when the main disconnect is located on the outside of the structure. All right, very good. And then the last texter, unrelated to what we're talking about, how do I get rid of poison ivy? Boy, that's a challenge. I've had my struggles with that one. I just use Roundup. You just have to be religious about it and be careful with it as well. Don't get it on your skin. If you've purchased Roundup lately, you see that it's got all kinds of devices attached to the wand so that you don't spray it. The wind doesn't catch it. It's got a little hood on it now that keeps the spray directed to what you're trying to kill. And I've used that with success. It's just that you've got to be right on top of it. So anyway, good topic, huh? We'll do more on it as we learn more about smart meters and their risk. Thanks for being there. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday. Same time, same place. See you Monday at the game. Go Bills. And always remember to buy right the first time. And buy from a Hammer Time partner. And life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.